This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Jolted is a new five-part podcast from VPR about the averted school shooting at Fairhaven High School earlier this year and how it led to Governor Phil Scott's unexpected reversal on gun control legislation. The first two episodes have just been released, and you can hear them on any podcast app or by going to vpr.net. At a time when our country is grappling with school shootings and how to prevent them, Jolted asks what we can learn from a school shooting that didn't happen. It's in-depth narrative look at a story that had a profound impact on a family, a school, a community, and our state. For the podcast, reporters Nina Keck and Liam Elder Connors reviewed police records and court documents, and they sat down with dozens of people, including the young man's mother and stepfather, lawyers, law enforcement, Governor Phil Scott, and more. Investigative reporter Emily Corwin was the project manager and editor for the project, and she joins me now to talk a little bit about how the reporting on this evolved. Hi, Emily. Nice to talk with you.
Hi, Jane.
So why is VPR doing this podcast at all? I mean, we covered it in news reports.
It's true. And, you know, that's sort of how it came about, is we saw ourselves covering these events day to day, this whirlwind of events with Jack's arrest, the charges, the case sort of falling apart in the Supreme Court.
Jack is Jack Sawyer,
Jack Sawyer. The gun legislation happening. We saw all of this happening, and we were covering it, you know, one little incremental piece at a time. But we were also noticing that all of these, this whirlwind events, all of these things were happening, and it really shined a spotlight on these major issues facing Vermonters and Americans today, things like mental health and teen isolation, things like gun violence and the legacy of Columbine. And then this question of, you know, how do you make laws that can both protect our lives and protect our liberty? And we're not just talking about gun laws. We're talking about things like attempt law in Vermont. And we thought, you know, this is all swirling together, and it really deserves a deeper look with all of the context to understand, you know, how these issues overlap. And that's why we set about doing this podcast.
So in one of the first two episodes, which are out today, you really detail the life and the story of Jack Sawyer, who is the 18-year-old at the time, who was allegedly plotting to shoot up his school. We know from all kinds of reporting over the last couple of decades in the national scene about how careful you have to be about talking about a school shooter, about glorifying or making a celebrity out of one, but also thinking about the privacy concerns of someone who, in this case, has not been convicted of any crimes yet. So how did you walk that tightrope?
It was a tightrope walk. It was very difficult. And basically, you know, we had to discuss decision-making about, you know, every day, over and over, multiple times in each episode, each edit, we were discussing, you know, does this wording sensationalize what Jack Sawyer wanted to do? And is what we're deciding to share justified in its value that it adds to the public conversation and awareness and context around an issue that people are already, you know, very informed about? And it's always a debate because on the one hand, you know, you want to make sure that you're not glorifying him, that you're not sensationalizing him. But on the other hand, you know, we felt that this was a very important subject to cover and to talk about. And we also had to accept, you know, we had taken on this project believing that it would add value to the conversation in Vermont and that ultimately it would move our state forward in terms of dealing with the issues that were brought up when Jack Sawyer was arrested and all of the things that came after that. And, you know, so we had to sort of also accept that there was going to be feedback that we would get from the public saying, you know, why would you talk about this? Because, you know, you're just setting up the next copycat. And we had to prepare ourselves to be able to answer that, you know, by saying, for example, you know, we know that 50%, roughly 50% of school shooters, and let me start that again, roughly 50% of people who attempt a school shooting succeed. So there are 50% of people who set out to harm their classmates in a mass attack fail. They're averted. And so we thought, you know, here is one of those instances. We see in the media this covered all the time when people are successful at causing harm. We think we can learn something by looking at an instance when, you know, police, friends, the community succeeded in intervening. And so we do have to talk about Jack Sawyer. And, you know, how can we do that in the most thoughtful of ways?
How do you then also think about that question, though, of protecting his privacy? You did not get to him directly. You did not speak with him in the podcast, but you talked to his mother and his stepfather. You talked to people who talk about his mental health, who talk about situations that he found himself in, what types of schools he was going to. So, again, this is a person who has not been convicted of any crimes, and we're going over his life with a fine-tooth comb.
It's true. And, you know, I think Jack Sawyer's defense attorney, Kelly Green, has said to us, you know, she really questions the decision to enter into evidence Jack's full journal. And, you know, whether
this was a journal he called The Diary of an Active Shooter.
That's right, yeah. And whether those you know, the full interrogation of him, 6 hours, I think, in police custody, whether that was necessary.
Obviously, but those are now in the public record.
Right. Once you enter something into evidence, it becomes public record unless you, you know, go to extremes to try to keep it confidential. And, you know, she saw those as inflammatory, maybe not necessary. But I think, you know, if you ask the prosecutor, she says that it was necessary in order to convince the judge that he should do what she thought he did, which is hold him without bail.
But that doesn't get into how you then decided to dig deeper.
So then we're faced with this body of information that's already public and, frankly, in Vermont, already pretty well known. And the consequence of that is, you know, that even the people who know less about Jack Sawyer see him as more of a demon. And so in a usual scenario, you might have something like mental health issues, you know, having a diagnosis or being institutionalized. You might see that as a damning fact about something, about someone that is, you would compromise one's privacy and make one be seen as a less decent person. In Jack's case, what was already evidence, what was already public, only served to make him seem like the most amoral and menacing of people. And so we found ourselves with this information about his medical history given to us by his parents, by, you know, his confession to police, the institutions he was, you know, mental health institutions he went to, his diagnoses. But that information in this case served to ameliorate his image, make him look like maybe a more reasonable person who was suffering from an illness and not actually so menacing. So we found that, you know, ultimately it really didn't do him harm.
It contextualizes
it. Exactly.
So we should mention that, you know, you got all of this information that was in the public record because he was indicted in court. But now he's gone into family court, right? So
that's right. It's confidential. He's being charged with 2 misdemeanors. I believe the maximum sentence he can face now, rather than life in prison without parole, is 2 to 3 years in prison. And that's all in family court, so we frankly can't know anything about it.
So this story is still unfolding. We've got not only the actual events in real life, but 3 more episodes still to drop. It's called Jolted. It's VPR's 5-part podcast. Emily Corwin is project manager and editor for Jolted. Thanks for talking with us about how you went about sort of the ethical considerations here.
Sure thing. Thanks, Jane.
You can hear Jolted on air on All Things Considered. You can hear it at VPR.net or on whatever app you use to get your podcasts. And if you don't know how to access podcasts, we have you covered. You'll find our handy guide to what the heck are podcasts at VPR.net. Again, the first 2 episodes of Jolted are out today.